985 The Wire. The big dog is on the phone line. Paul Porter. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm a one-man marketing team, man. I'm trying to do it all.
Man, now you not, man. You got us on the team, man. We got Tay-Tay in the building. You got Jay in the building.
I got to see that up on your Facebook page.
You got Tyre.
I put it up. I tell all my people, like, yo, man, if you doing it the wrong way, you're really just doing it the long way, because I can tell you who can tell you how to do it right.
I appreciate the support, man.
How is book sales going so far?
Moderate. You know, I'm impressed that, you know, folks are buying a book. Am I breaking records yet? No. But, I this is the pre-order stage. People are trained to go to Amazon and Kindle and all the normal spots. But after a lot of research, I found out that Amazon rips off authors like record companies rip off artists.
Yes, they do.
You know,
they make you sell cheap and give you low kickback.
Everything's a finesse.
Yeah, they give you 15%.
No,
I sell. Yeah, 15%. I'm like, man, if I sell it on my website, blackoutthebook.com. It's 60%.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you figure out those numbers.
Now, the book talks about your 40 years in the music industry, which you started off when you was like, 5 years old?
Man, I wish. Yeah, the book, man, will give you a great idea about, you know, the culture surrounding black music, where it was and how it got to. And I mean, the book goes right up to January and The Wire and getting started and meeting Miles and Jay. And I mean, there's a lot of information in the number of pages, man. And it talks about how black music impacted me and how it's impacting generations now. And that's the scary part. You know, I talk about payola, corporate radio, television, BET, some of the people I met. You know, when I was young, I used to stay at Nina Simone's house growing up.
That's huge.
And I didn't know how big Nina Simone was, but I'm proud of the story, man.
Wow. And you know what? We proud to know you, man, because we know that you could be anywhere in the world working for some big company. You know what I mean? And you decide.
No, I can't. I can't. That's because I decided to speak up, man, and do the right thing, and you know, made some sacrifices. But that's cool. I'd rather be in a situation like this, working with brothers and sisters that care, and you know, people around me where we can impact some people, more than, you know, making $150,000 sounding like a robot saying Star 94, the best variety if it's an oldie.
You know what I mean? That's why you're a legend, man.
I'm not knocking somebody else's hustle, but, you know, I did that at one time. I did that in New York, D.C., Miami, Boston, and some of the biggest markets in the country, and got to work with, you know, the Donny Simpsons, Frankie Crocker, Bob Johnson, Frank Cooper, Pepsi. This, you know, I got to work with a lot of people, and I learned from them. And I've always been a student of the game, and I just wanted to share the real game, because there's so many people out there struggling to be artists. And this isn't a business for everybody. Mm. You know, it's it seems like when you see on the news, and the books by all the people that have come out in recent years, Steve Stout, who was a manager, who, you know, his books, but they always talk about the superstar side. They don't talk about the grinding it out. And, you know, Kathy Hughes firing me after I took her station from making $100,000 a year to $4.5 million a year. And I got fired. So, you know, I mean, and it's honest, man. It's, you know, and the good thing is I don't have to be responsible to anybody or be worried that, I won't get a job.
Right,
that's freedom. Mm-hmm.
You know, right. And
you're free.
I can tell the story. Yeah,
you're free. Paul Porter on the phone line, the big dog on the morning show, 6 to 10. Does the program director, co-founder here, 90.5 The Wire, and also Rap Rehab. Man, that's the website right there, man. Brain food.
Yeah, that's why I put the website together, RapRehab.com. Last year we did 6 million people, and you know the point of that website was to give information to people about the industry, and people said, you know, everybody always talks about the world star hip hop and stuff, and they might give 50 million people, but I'd rather inform 5 or 6 million people with real conscious news and information and stuff they can learn on, you know?
Right.
If it was all about hits and making money, I'd be doing the booty dance and who Chris Brown's screwing on.
Tay-Tay style smiling, man.
Yeah.
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 Uh-oh. Well, Tay-Tay style smiling. Hey, Big Dog, I got a question I got to ask you. This has got nothing to do with the book, bro. This is about this new fashion.
Oh, man.
That Tay-Tay Love called, what,
the romper?
The romper outfit.
Romper.
Have you heard of that, man?
Nah, man. See, y'all be into that garbage news, man. I try not to stay up on garbage, man. No. But no, man, I have not heard about it.
Me either until today. I didn't know about it until
who turned you on? Jay?
No, it's Facebook.
Why is my name always the one that comes up?
Jay, you know me and Ty don't know nothing about
like
this.
Social media maven, man. That brother's like posting from. He's like in 15 different forums. So
yeah,
you know, I thought he might be into you know, the booty lookers. Line or something. No, yeah,
you check it out, man. They got a picture of what's the quarterback? Cam Newton. Cam Newton. And Tay-Tay's intimidated by you, Paul Porter. First of all, I'm gonna tell you that. That's why she ain't said anything.
Tay-Tay, my number, and she's scared to call.
She's scared. No. She's scared, man. But I'm telling you,
I call Mr. Porter. I call. I text you. Everything. You hurt yourself working out? I checked on you.
Uh oh.
All right. This hit me back. Hit me back. I'm here.
But she loves the romper. She loves the romper outfit for men.
Man, yeah, I think it's dope. But hey, different strokes of different folks. But I can only imagine if you said Cam Newton.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
Cam pushes it all the way when it comes to clothing.
I know Westbrook gonna have one.
He wears some of them tight anklet tight.
Yeah, he had on that too.
Yeah,
yo,
yeah, man. We we're proud of you, Paul, man. First of all, because you wrote this book while we were building the station, man. While you listened to every song that's played here, and I know that required a lot of time, both efforts, man. So,
hey, you know I've done a lot of things, PA, but I'm really proud of this book, man. You don't know how long I had a book deal with HarperCollins.
Wow.
9 years ago.
Wow.
And they paid me an advance.
Wow.
I put a book together that I thought was great, and then they rejected it because they were scared of being sued. Because I talked about payola. I talked to going to BET, and when I went back to BET as program director, I got a FedEx with $20,000 in it my first weekend at the hotel.
Mm.
This is like welcome back.
Wow.
And I was like in shock.
And that $20,000 was from a record label, right?
Yeah, yeah, from an indie promoter. It was just like, welcome them to the chair. You know, at the time, I was programming 66 million homes. And I was like, what do you do with an envelope that got $20,000 in it?
Mm. Wow.
That's deep.
Some
things. I want to read it.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
tell me all the secrets.
You know, yeah. And then I stopped everything because I was like, man, I'm becoming part of this system.
Mm.
And I changed everything around, and everybody complained. The labels complained because I cut out, you know, 75% of the playlist. But
right.
Guess what? Our ratings went up.
Right.
You know, at BET, the ratings doubled, and people watch longer, and the record companies understood it because it helped their product more.
Wow.
So, you know, I took a lot of pressure and heat from it, and I didn't take any money from that point on, but it made me see what the pressure is. So if I'm programming a radio station in Houston and people are paying me $600 an ad to add some garbage, and if I'm making $50,000, and I can add, you know, 6 records a week and make $3,600 extra, well, that's hard. And that's why corporate America and BS music wins on the radio. Because nobody has any moral standards anymore. And it says, well, I'm going to play this mumble rapper that's talking about, you know, there's like the song, what is the future song? And all he talks about is Percocet.
Miley Percocet.
Percocet. Mask off. Is that Mask off?
Mask off.
Oh, that's a hot beat.
Mask off.
Yeah. I won't play that song.
That's a hot beat.
That type of song.
Can we get the instrumental?
That type of song. Can we get the instrumental? Is a pro romper song.
That's a pro romper song?
That's a pro romper song.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
Big dog. I just need the instrumental. Pro romper. Just one time.
I tell you what. We're going to go to the break, come back, talk to Paul Porter. Everybody got to ask Paul Porter a question when we come back. Hey. Y'all just blew me away with this Mask off. Be right back. 95 Wire. The Wire back on the phone line with the big dog. The new book is out right now. Pre-ship. You shipping right now, Paul?
Yep, finally. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. We're going to go around the table. Everybody got to have a question for the big dog. This man is a genius, and he has his first book coming out, 40 years. My 40 years in the music industry. Blackout.
Subtitle 40 years in the music business.
Ty here.
It's a long time.
Man, my question.
Yeah, man.
I might have to think about mine, man.
We talking to Google
for the music business. It's like, you know, what do you
right?
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Go ahead, Jay. Think about mine.
You know, it's always an honor and a privilege whenever I get to hear from Mr. Paul Porter. So one of my questions, I guess I'll ask, is do you believe the rap rehab site would be bigger if it wasn't free?
If it wasn't free.
Because people take things for granted is what I'm asking. And I spent a lot of time on rap rehab, you know, because whenever something gets posted to the Facebook page, I actually go and I read through it, and just so I can get some of that information. But you were saying how, like, things like, you know, like Worldstar gets all these, and Worldstar is different because it's just a video or a compilation that you don't have to think while you're watching a video or a compilation like that. But I see, like, some of these other, like, publications, you can't read the article unless you pay for the subscription.
Or become a member.
Exactly.
Okay.
But there's so much information you're just giving away. And people take it for granted.
I commend you for that, to be clear. My biggest mistake in my career is not chasing the money. You know, but that's how my mama raised me. T.A. came to my mom's funeral, man, and that was huge for me.
Yeah.
He flew in. Even though he's a big baller and flies for free.
Oh, man, don't say that.
Baller alert.
My mama was not about, you know, going for the dollar, man. It was always about sharing information and people and reaching out and touching people. And, you know, and sometimes I regret it because, you know, I could have made a lot more money, but this the friendships. You know, when I see somebody buy my book, and I know them from a colleague or somebody I work with or a friend, and I get the email with the name, that's like the best feeling in the world. And it's not that I'm getting rich on a book that's $16.99,
right,
but it's somebody that wants to read your story. And, you know, when it's all said and done, and I made some good money at different times in my career, but I don't remember that. I remember the people and the experiences. I remember bringing Michael Jackson on stage at the BET Awards.
Wow.
Mm. I went to Africa with Stevie Wonder the first time he went to Africa in 96.
Mm.
We went to Cameroon.
Wow.
And, you know, hey, can I tell you the funny story about that?
Sure, definitely.
Stevie Wonder called me like at 3 a.m., so everybody in Cameroon speaks French.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the time, it was like the AIDS capital of the world.
Okay.
I was over there with a crew of like 8 people. We were at the U.S. Embassy there and the soccer game and stuff like that. But, you know, I got to meet Stevie and talk to Stevie. and I get a call, because I wasn't, you know, if somebody doesn't speak my language, I'm not really interested in sex. So I was calling, girlfriends back home in the States, because everything was free. My phone bill was $5,000.
Oh, wow.
So some of the guys on the crew were insecure, and they were getting all these women, and they all thought we was Stevie Wonder's band. And Stevie Wonder called me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, you got any Magnum condom? And I walked down to Stevie Wonder's room, and he had some women in his room. And he comes to the door with the rope on, and I gave him some condoms, man. That was my big interaction with Stevie Wonder, man.
But yo, that's huge, man. That's big.
Stevie Wonder.
Like, from one guy to another, I guess.
When you go to the AIDS hospital in Cameroon, that was like the first day we went, man. I was throwing up. It was so disgusting, man.
Wow.
I was like, the last thing I was thinking about was some booty.
Yeah.
I said, I can wait until I get home.
Right. Yeah. It'll make you wait. Stevie, like, I'll take that chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Stevie, that's keep why Stevie got like 18 kids.
Yeah, he still having one. Somebody was pregnant last year. Tay-Tay.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's real. Tay-Tay, go ahead.
Yo, Tay-Tay, what you got to say?
I have a question, Mr. 40.
She blushing,
too. He can't see you. Go ahead.
Just know you're talking to the big dog.
You're talking to the big dog right there.
Definitely.
40 years in the business.
Okay, so my question to you is, like, someone's like me, I'm interested in being a part of the business, like working as a profession in it, whether it's radio personality, TV host, VH1, MTV, BET. But I get frightened by the stories that I hear, like something similar to yours, or just celebrities telling their stories and different things that happen to them in the industry. So I'm kind of afraid of being a part of it, but I really want to do that with all my heart. I go to school for it.
You got to do this with no fear. It's like life, you know. And there's going to be some bumps in the road, but how you pick up from them, that's where that builds character. Mm-hmm. If you do it with class, and you always going to get fired. Yeah, I remember the first time I got fired, man. I didn't even know it was coming. Mm-hmm. And I cried. I was on the radio in Boston, man. The guy, Steve Crumbly. He fired me, man. He stabbed me in the back, came and used me.
Mm.
But it made me stronger.
Mm.
So if you got fear, you're not going to succeed. And just understand, things are going to happen. And it's harder now than it was before, because there's less outlets and less control. But if it's in your heart, that passion is going to take you to the next level. It will.
Right.
You know, it's that can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
You know, I tell everybody, yo, if you're expecting to do 4 years of college and get a degree, I was just talking to a student from Bethune-Cookman. And I'm like, they don't train you in school for what's out in the world and how to get, you know, and that's why it's important to build relationships with people. Because I can do more things by a phone call. Like Joy Reid on Blackout the Book. She wrote one of the endorsements on the back of the book.
Huge.
You know, and I met Joy and always treated Joy with love when she was in Miami at a little radio station and I would do interviews. Over the years, we built friendships up. And Joy Reid, to me, is the most respected television journalist when it comes to, you know, her show AM Joy. There's like 1.5 million every Saturday.
She's the only one left.
I was lucky enough one time to tell her she was getting fired from Radio 1. And about 8 years ago, she called me and said she wanted to go for a job at NBC in New York. She was going to be there trying to get the editor job at the Griot. Well, I happened to know somebody, a guy named Payne Brown, who was the vice president of Comcast, who owned NBC and the Griot. I called Payne. I said, man, I got this great system for you, blah, 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 that I want, you know, you to consider. And it blew me away. He said, she's hired. I said, Payne, I never told you her name.
Wow.
He said, but I know you, Paul, the work you do and the people tell her to call me.
Wow.
And I hung up the phone and I said, I called Joy back and I said, Joy, you got the job at 30 Rock and Roll Center. And she was like, get out of here. What? I just called you like 5 minutes ago.
Wow.
And guess what? 2 days later, she was in New York and signed the contract and had the job.
Look at her now.
Wow.
8 years later, she's, you know, making over $1 million a year and speaking the truth on television every day, going all around the world. And she, you know, but she trained herself. She paid her dues. And I remember when she was calling me from an AM station in Miami 20 minutes before her talk show and saying I needed a guest. But I've never turned down an interview. And you never turn down people. Everybody's important. So Joy Reid, after I gave her my book, she read it and wrote the endorsement on the back. She said, Paul, I got to have you on my show. I said, what? She said, yeah. So I'm on Joy Reid's show on, I think it's June 3rd, to start off Black Music Month.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge.
That's crazy.
You know, 1.5 million people are going to get to hear my story about the book. It might be 3.5 or 4 minutes, but, you know, they say if you get 0.5% or a percent of the audience, 1%, which is 5,000 to 10,000 books you can sell.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I want to do.
Well, you're not going to be answering our phone calls in June. You're not going to be answering our phone calls in June.
Ain't no phone calls.
No, but I got to answer every, like I did Brother Opio's show up in Jacksonville. They got an LPSM up there and, you know, and a cable channel, I should say, and a AM radio show. Anybody who calls me, I don't care if you're on Blog Talk Radio with your cousin. I'm gonna find time to talk to you, because that's the one thing my mother always said: everybody's important.
That's
and
right.
In this business, the receptionist will be the CEO.
There you go.
5 to 10 years.
Your mama made you a legend, man.
Yeah, he a legend, man, and we're fortunate to have him. Paul Porter, got two more questions for you, Paul. Hope you got a second. Ty here had the question for you.
Okay, you know, I gotta bring out the tea. We got to spill a little tea out here. Gotta spill a little tea. You know,
right
now I remember back. I think it was early '90s. I remember a story that Christopher Williams ran up in a record label with a shotgun.
Oh wow!
And was like, "Give me my." Money.
Yeah.
What is the craziest story that you, in 40 years of this business, what's the craziest give me my money story that you've heard?
This guy, man.
There's
a lot of crazy stories, but some of the craziest stuff to me is when people's egos change and they get some money. And they do crazy things, and they get penalized for it. You know, one of my boys I used to manage Derek Angeletti and Ryan Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
They did, like, the first Biggie album, Hypnotize. They were on to a lot of plays. They know, you know, Derek is the mad rapper.
Right.
Well, he got all his money, and I forgot what conference it was in Miami. And he was out on some mopeds with his boys, and a car pulls over, and they jack him for all his jewelry.
No.
He had like $200,000 of jewelry on. And they beat him up. They took the mopeds and there's some guys from Liberty City, and beat him up, man. And Derek called me upset and mad. And I said, man, you out of your lane, bro. You know, you wilded. And I know him when he was a broke student at Howard University. I bought him a Bernard King jersey when Two Kings and the Cypher were out for a video.
Two Kings and the Cypher. Woo!
Yeah,
I remember that.
You know, and there's always crazy money stories. You know, Steve Stout and everybody chasing. Like, there was a guy, Roy Sampson, in Baltimore at V103, and he was taking money for ads, and they called him Wilroy added or not. And Cedric Hollywood, who was here in Orlando, that crazy fool, I went to his house he had a strip pole in his basement in Miami and had strippers coming in, you know, so I see what money does, and that's the part, like, if you can stay level-headed and still be about the mission, to me, that's more important than talking crazy stories about, you know, people losing their brain, because when you're fighting, you're not winning, you know. I win with lawyers, you know. Right. I was in this film, and a guy, John Mark, did this film on PE, and he put me in the film, and it was airing all over Europe because it was Public Enemy. Mm-hmm. You know, he was my boy, but he didn't pay me. Mm-hmm. I sued him, and I won. Wow. You know, so I'm not a fighter, even though I got 10 guns, and I can fight. You know, I studied Bondo for 14 years, and I still got a rich hand and a couple of moves left. And if you see me on the street, I'm going to have my nine on my hip.
Gangsta rapper right there.
Right. You mentally.
I'm dead.
Well, you know, you got to win mentally.
That's a good, that's, I like that. You got to win.
You got to win mentally.
Mentally. That's it. Last question, Jay. Our last question.
Man, you know, Jay needed a follow up.
Yeah.
Just because I'm not going to hear you during June or whatever.
Yeah, you're making it.
But I have to hear your opinion on this. Shout out to BET. They put out their categories for the BET Awards this year. And one of my favorite young up-and-coming talents, Dreezy out of Chicago, got snubbed.
Okay.
And she's not happy about it. Well, she's not happy about it, but she also, she's calling it a dub because she says the industry isn't even about music anymore. Like, artists.
And it hasn't been. Look, there's a story in the book that I tell. I can't remember what year, but Common won Rapper of the Year at BET. It had to be 10 years ago. But they played the politics. Common's videos didn't even get 50 spins on the network, and they made him the hip-hop artist of the year because he was hot on the streets. So that's what I mean. You know, and I bring attention to the corporate games that even, you know, I was at BET and I got to see him. And I'm a student, and I always wonder why things happen. And it always happens because of money awards or connections. Like, some people get music director of the year or blah, blah, blah. Man, ain't nobody doing anything drastically different. And Dreezy went platinum. Yep. How many female artists go platinum? And you can't be nominated for a BET award. But when the awards come on, everybody's sucked in and is going to watch them. And that's where they make all their money, on award show night. So, you know, you got to do some brain, I call it brain food and thinking and critical thinking, why these awards happen and what labels folks are at. And Dreezy did it pretty classy, but you know, I mean, the obvious thing is that BET, I know it seems like it's for us, but it's not run by us.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't seem like it's for us.
You know, they have the figureheads there, and they'll get all the right people in places, but I don't respect their awards. You know, it's not like it's a Grammy or something. They always. He was the biggest loser of all time, and I worked with the brother, known him for 30 years. He was there, 18 years. He's the guy who fired me, but he has no backbone whatsoever.
Wow. There you go. The big dog, my 40 years in the music business.
I got my book.
Blackout the book.
Go
blackout.com.
BlackoutTheBook.com. Yep, I just got mine.
All right, so, check him out. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. Paul Porter, man, thank you, man.
Big ups.
Big ups, bro.
All day
thank you.
Saturday.
On Saturday.
Time until we go off the air.
There you go.
Right before Island
Fever.
There you go. Check him out, Paul Porter. Thanks, man.
All right,
talk to you later, brother.
Thank you.
Yep.